Shalom, Islam, Elohim. Shalom, Islam, Elohim. Welcome to the Sovereign Voice Radio Show. I'm your host, Elijah Ramos Emmanuel, a.k.a. the Sovereign Voice of Ptah Amhotep. And this is a new episode basically speaking on anything that's relevant to ascension and building the consciousness of our people, not just for the present moment, but in the realization of that we're living in the day of prophecy. So, you know, we need to stay focused on not just what took place, knowing where we came from in order to know where we're headed, but also to stay focused because there is an outcome to all of this. And I've studied many metaphysical principles and disciplines, so I'm aware of many different sciences that many people might not be. But that's the main reason why I'm doing what I'm doing and perpetuating the information that I am, because I'm just bringing it to light. Many things are held in the darkness and not brought to light. And the reference to the darkness and the light only refers to lack of knowledge and then possessing knowledge. For what illuminates in the night creates sight. You know what I'm saying? So this is many different topics we're going to speak on. I haven't did an episode in a while, but I just decided to, you know, do another episode. I started once again my blog talk page, Sovereign Voice. Look me up. My Sovereign Voice Twitter page, my Sovereign Voice Facebook page. I got an online store where you can purchase items in support of my conscious movement, because that's what it is. It's a conscious-based movement in order to bring enlightenment, not through aggression, physical nonsense that we deal with every day, but also for a higher ascension in order to raise our frequency and prepare ourselves for the return of the true Christ consciousness which dwells within us, for the kingdom of God dwells within us. And when we come to the understanding of self through the knowledge of self, we can ascend up to these higher degrees and then therefore, you know, be ready for what's to come. You know, many people may not make it through such things such as the pole shifts or the return of Nibiru, but if you're not aware of these things, and if you don't even know what these are, then you're going to be left in the dark. And that's what the whole police state is about. This is about suppression of information. They don't want us to know that there's actually beings that originally we are manifestations of, the Elohim, the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, you know, whatever a person chooses to refer to the gods, but that's exactly what they are. They manifested us in their likeness and in their image, and they have come to return. And like in certain other cultures or recognitions of words that have specific meanings, you have such things as the harvest. Now, many people have different viewpoints on what they would perceive to be a religious matter, such as the word Elohim. People will automatically associate it with Judaism or Christianity. And if you have any understanding, you know it also associates to Islam, because Elohim or Eloha is where Allah comes from, the word itself, but that's only speaking on that. If you check the description box, it says wake up, wise up, and rise up, because we must challenge the status quo, not just to the point of acknowledging through protest and through just the simple fact that they're spying on us and every single thing we're doing and being regulated through every single thing we're doing. When it's supposed to be a free country, but to say that today is so, people will laugh directly to your face when you even state such things, because it's hypocrisy. People know it, and they just go along to get along, which makes no sense, because they're only perpetuating their own enslavement, their own, you know, subjugation to what they perceive to be slavery. Many people, or perceive to be a sin, I should say, because the word sin actually stands disobedience. So if you're disobedient, you must be disobedient to something. What is this thing that you're disobedient to? Well, if it's the will of the Most High, the will of the Most High gave you divine will. Therefore, you are subjugated only to your own divine will, because you are the divine manifested within you. Your body is the temple of God in which the Spirit of God dwells inside. You encompass, and the Spirit of the Most High encompasses you and every other thing. So the Creator created all things, and the Creator dwells within all things. So the nothing created all things. This is where the there was darkness and then God created the light scenario from. But this light is only associated to the visible light of the sun, which creates our concept of the four seasons, which is in retrospect also the four elements and the four cardinal points of the northeast, south, and west. See, it's a higher science that must be understood. That must, you must have understanding of it, but you must first learn to have an understanding of it and to realize that they encrypted the code, and the code is the true definition, is truth. So what they did is they encrypted words with a spell, and the spell is used to deceive you and leave you in the spell of ignorance, lack of knowledge, because you don't perceive what you're looking at, and you always have a misunderstanding of what you're looking at. Therefore, you're always lost in translation. Therefore, always lost. You follow? And the only way you can make it through the valley of the shadow of darkness is if you're illuminated by the light of the Most High that dwells inside you. See, the path itself is a path that you must walk alone. And many people want to hold hands with everybody else and think that we're supposed to get there together. You're supposed to realize that there's a path that you're supposed to walk. And everybody has their purpose in life. Therefore, this, the path that you seek is not outside you. It's within you. And the moment you realize that, you will seek knowledge of self and stop seeking the world outside yourself. But they say that's where everything is, right? That's once again, you got to get into the metaphysical. You got to get into esoteric meanings and topics and things that are specifically not understood by the uninitiated. What I mean by that is those who are not initiated to the true science of what these words and symbols really mean. So they're taught through propaganda. They're taught through deception. These concepts, and then they later on grow up and think they know what they're talking about. So you have to first destroy their whole false concept of what they're, what they believe in. The word of belief is not a bad word. You can believe whatever you want, but it's actually a false concept based on facts. See, a fact can be true or it can be false. So I present a question to you. What's the difference between a real fact and a false fact appearing real? See, if you don't have the wisdom to know the difference, then you always going to be deceived by your own ignorance every single time. But you will stand there with pride thinking you know what you're talking about, and this is what we need to break through, because there's going to come a time when the Elohim, when the Anunnaki, when the Nephilim, when the Netaru, being the nature and spirit and deities that dwell amongst us at all times with different frequencies of their being manifested upon this earth, I have to challenge these concepts of what people believe only so that they can start looking towards the right direction. I don't consider myself a teacher, a guru, a prophet, or none of this. But at the same time, I could prophesy about something because the era of the past is the wisdom of the future. I could tell you what's to come as long as I'm hip to what happened. As long as I acknowledge what's been going on, I could tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. And based on religion, that's a prophecy. That's not a prophecy. It's only an ongoing agenda that people who know the truth of what's going on, so what we call them through an ignorant sense of understanding is the Illuminati. And the Illuminati in itself is telling you what they're saying. It means the enlightened ones, the illuminated ones, those who bring the light, where the light is referred to as fire, more fire to my rosters. And the fire itself is symbolic of knowledge. So those who claim to be Illuminati are illuminated by their melanated bodies, which they should have. Melanin is given to all and each human being and exists all through our bodies, including our minds, hearts, skin, eyes, hair, all of this. And this reflects, this generates the light. So within the darkness of our being, the melanin, the ether, which is the spirit, and all living beings have spirit. That's why once the Most High gave the individual or gave the being or the form it created life through breathing the breath of its spirit into it, it then became a living soul. And each and everything that is alive is possessed by the living soul of the Most High God that created it. So the Creator dwells in all creation. And that's why we need to wake up, wise up, and rise up to the fact that we are ignorant to our own truth, to the own truth, or to the truth of what's really taking place. And once we start looking in the right direction, we start focusing on what's to come. And what's to come is only a prophecy or fulfillment about what has always been written, within history been manipulated through these different concepts and encryptions that they used to corrupt what was originally was meant for knowledge to each and every one of us. You know, and we overlook these concepts and we look at ourselves as lesser beings and all this other crap that's been created by societies and cultures later on specifically to deceive you, specifically to leave you ignorant to your own truth, which is your own culture. In the beginning, we were all one people. So anything outside of that is only a delusion to make you think or move away from the true knowledge of yourself. Any book ever read speaking about the beginning of time, they will always let you know that in the beginning we were all one people, all one people. Now, many people are like, well, it's never going to go back to that. That's only because their mind is fragmented through delusion and divisions, which is money, really. So they don't know that they're being guided by the wrong intention. Therefore, this brings us back to belief, which a belief is not just it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it could be used in a bad way because a child could be deceived very easily by their parent, and their parent could deceive them and not even realize it because they're trying to get them to believe something that is false but then accept it as truth. So I say to you, you must not believe something. You must not believe the truth. You must know the truth through what is right, exact, and actual fact, things that can be proven, where they say you can't prove God. They proved that ether exists, and those who have understanding of this higher science know that ether is dark matter. Well, how can you have dark matter, which is not visible matter? You can't see this matter, but yet still have scientific fact and proof, as well as spiritual, but most people equate proof to science, which means knowing. So anything could be a science, and this is, once again, the lack of understanding of the words that people use, and somebody needs to correct them. Those who are enlightened need, we are here to, like, basically slap the shit out of people who wholeheartedly believe in nothing. It's like spookism, and we are here to rip them out of that illusion and tell them the truth. And you'll be hated for this. That's why characters in these books, such as Christ or Muhammad, who was going around telling everybody else you're doing it wrong, everybody hated him. Because they didn't realize that these concepts actually can be proven. 2 + 2 = 4. So if you got everybody making up stuff all around because they know two pieces of what they think they know what they're talking about, but they have no concepts of the words they're using and how it's in association with the deception of the illusion itself to make you want to go towards this word and think you know what it means when you have no understanding of what this word means. You don't know that they have anagrams and acronyms in words. Specifically, and these are hidden codes that if you didn't have the knowledge of them there, you wouldn't be aware of it. And this is the whole concept of the Adam and Eve story and Eve eating the fruit because enticed by the fact that she could learn the difference or become knowledgeable of the difference between good and evil, knowing knowledge and not knowing knowledge, being ignorant or being wise. She was given the opportunity. She chose to eat the fruit, which came from the tree of knowledge. Therefore, she was given knowledge. But knowledge means nothing unless you apply it. Therefore, applied knowledge is wisdom. You start to go to a higher degree. And this is what I'm here to do. And other people like me, because I know there's many star seeds, light workers, you know, people who wisdom keepers, people who naturally have this information, and they're not learning anything. I mean, they're learning, but they're not going outside of self to know this because you're only learning to remember. We are all born knowing this knowledge, and only those who truly seek to tap inside of their true meaning and seek their true purpose in this life will start to remember why you came here in the first place. You already know why you came here. But yet many people are confused because this is what the system being the matrix, which is the matrix of your mind, the womb in which all things are conceived, starts to dictate to you through the outside world. So your inner world is then dictated by your outer world when it's supposed to be the other way around. Your inner world creates your outer world. Just as above, so below. You're supposed to find balance within these two concepts in order to understand that you control both of them or that you are in connection with both of them so that your higher self and your lower self becomes aligned through the middle pillar of my act, through the pillar of balance. That is the middle way. If you learn to travel up and ascend up the middle path, the middle way, you will find yourself. And this is the meaning of spiritual comedic science. This is the meaning of Buddhism. This is the meaning of Vedic Hinduism. People who have come to the knowledge that all is mind, but mind is generated through energy. So all is energy. But you can't, you know, you still see different forms of other things around you, and you think that they're separate from yourself. But that's, once again, part of the illusion. There is no separation. Everything is literally one. I can very simply, I can easily prove that to you. This is higher science. You know, it's like talking to a guru or a Buddhist monk or some, a master, an ascended master, and you think just because this problem seems huge that you need some huge-ass answer to explain it, and most people are sadly that simple that you need to sit there and explain it to them 100 million times. But if you ever really paid attention to anyone being initiated into any science, I don't say 100 million things to you. I point you towards the direction of where you need to go by simply stating a phrase or a word. So these words have very powerful meanings. They're not everything. They're not everything you should focus on, but there's certain sciences that will break down this language, because that's what they use to deceive you through the language. You think you pick up something, you think you hear something, and everything is a lie, because the truth lies before your eyes, but only the wise will see it. So you should, if you're curious about breaking down the encrypted spells of these words through all languages, not just English, but all languages, then you should look up the science of etymology. You should also look up linguistics, which means the science of language. And there's three types of language. You got written language, body language, and spoken language. These are different forms of communication, but yet these are exactly the forms that the Elohim, referred to in the Bible, came down seeing Nimrod and those of his people building the Tower of Babel, and they decided to come down and confuse their language so that they stop what they're doing. And even stated to the point, the Elohim, he even stated to the point that if we continue to allow them to do this, then there's nothing they're not capable of doing. All things are possible as long as you use the energy, which is the synergy, or the energy, which is the inner chi. And when you work in communion with the divine sentient beings, you create synergy. And this is united and collective energy being used in the same direction. And to get an understanding of that is when you hear monks, when you see the monks in it, and they're doing the Om meditation, that's actually referring to omnipotent, omnipresence, different concepts of them knowing that through sound is what manifests things into the physical realm. In the Bible, when they refer to God saying, "Let there be light," he didn't, or she, but they stated as a he, so I'm going to go off of the way they dictate it, which is all part of the corruption itself, because they turn and twist everything. So when they have people come down the road and say, "Oh no, you're looking at it wrong, you got to look at it this way," they're only feeding off of what was originally corrupted. So therefore they create another form of corruption and say it's more right than yours because it makes more sense to me. You know, and this is the concept of thinking you could just believe whatever you want, and there's no real truth out here in the world. Like I said, 2 + 2 always equals 4. So if you want to break down a word, then you should look up etymology, which gives you the imam. It gives you the root word, or the root source of the word, where it came from, what language, why it's being formulated that way, and different things like that. And I can actually give you an example of this. We hear it every day and we don't understand. And this goes into a way higher science. So I do a lot of metaphysical, esoteric symbolism within my conversation. So I'm not going to, you know, I don't desire to dumb down my knowledge. I desire to say something that you've never heard before so that it resonates with you, so that you'll go seek what it actually means and then get a higher understanding. But if I keep using the same words, that they use to influence, and then you still don't know how they're being influencing, then you won't, you know, get any difference. So I'm gonna give you an example. The word, which is my recognized title amongst the full completion of my name, which is Elijah Ramos Emmanuel. Emmanuel actually is God is with us, and that's the definition, transliteration into English from the Hebrew of what Emmanuel means. And if those who have understanding know that Emmanuel was the name prophesied or recognized to be Jesus. They just didn't call him Jesus when he got there. They called him Yahshua. And they said Yahshua is Emmanuel, who people foolishly call today Jesus. And but the title Emmanuel means God with us. Now, I'm going to show you through the etymological process how to decode this word in order to recognize it correctly. The original word or the original language, all original languages come from Africa and the Middle East and things of that such. So people in the Eastern world, we live in a Western society, the Western Hemisphere type thing. The people in the Eastern world, they understood the concepts of the natures of the four, through the cycles of the four seasons. So they knew that the sun rose in the east and set in the west. Why? Because the sun is the rising and sun, the rising and setting of Ra's sun, which is where you get Israel from. And I can also break that down. Or Rastafari being the trade unity of Ra or Ra's trinity. But like I said, I'm going to jump around. If you can keep up with me, then you built for this. And anybody else who's interested in taking part within this conversation, you can also do so. I gave many people opportunities to join in, and I will continue to do so because that's what I'm here to do, communicate and build. We as a people, meaning a human race, are lost in the deception of everything. We don't have no idea which way is up. So we are constantly being deceived. We're continuously, I guess I can use that word, being deceived. But, okay, so Emmanuel, they know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west in order to return to what is right, exact, and actual fact. And what I mean by that is the east is on the right. So when it rises in the east, it's setting, it's beginning in the east. It's beginning on the right side. And then it's ascending up to the highest point that we call zenith. I had a whole other word in my head. But it's called zenith, which means the highest point in the sky, which we recognize the sun to be, but we don't look directly at the sun because everything is actually a shadow. So once you actually think you see the sun, you're only seeing the sun where it once was, once the light hits you, and that's a whole other thing. But then the sun sets in the west in order to go under the planet and then return back to what is east, you know, or to return back to what is right. Okay. Because of this, people like, you have the foolish people, and I call them foolish because anytime you can learn something you choose not to, that makes you foolish. It's not a derogatory word. It's in the Bible. The word, you know, different words like this are actually referred to people, and they take it in a derogatory term because people are caught in their emotions. They don't know how to think outside what they believe. So if they believe something hurt their feelings, then it hurt their feelings. But knowledge dictates that words mean nothing except for the power you give it. So if you don't understand the power of the word being used, you're giving it more power than it deserves, you know, and you just need to figure that out. But just keep that in mind as I explain a whole nother science, and I hope I ain't hurting nobody's head with this, which I know many people have understanding, but just acknowledge that I'm going to use different sciences to explain the same thing. You just have to be able to have the knowledge to keep up with you, or at least the desire to want to know what I'm talking about, and therefore go research it yourself, because I'm not just telling you the truth. I'm not telling you to believe what I'm saying just because I'm saying it. I'm trying to direct you toward the truth so you go find it yourself, because that's actually what teachers are supposed to do, not sit down in front of you and tell you the answer all day. So, like I said, the sun rises in the east, sets in the west in order to return to what is right, in order to return to the east. Okay, in the ancient language of our ancestors, in the ancient custom of our ancestors, everything was always done from the east to the left, from the east to the west. The reason why is because that's why you read. You read it based on the sun. So the sun is a cycle that's continuous that we all know. But people don't know this because they've been taught in the Western world to read from left to right. See, this may make no difference to a person who doesn't have, you know, two cents to rub together. But those who make the connection, you know, and I love to challenge the fact that a person doesn't know. I had to first acknowledge that I was ignorant, which means lack of knowledge. I did not possess knowledge that I desired to know, so I had to first acknowledge, humble myself, overpower my ego. What I mean by that is master my egotistical mind and realize I'm not right just because I want to be. I'm going to become right in order to get right. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeking what is right and exact and actual fact. I'm actually seeking knowledge in order to know better, knowing that I don't possess this knowledge. So when you have people boastful and prideful running around talking about I'm conscious and you not conscious, like the whole conscious community, not the whole conscious community, I wouldn't say that, but to put a symbolic percentage on it, I would say 5% of the conscious community are literally righteous. They're literally about knowledge and building and unifying amongst their people and doing something right and exact. But you have other individuals who are more egotistical, so they lose their whole concept of where they're going with what they're trying to do. They forget that all things originate in the intention and then therefore is brought to the mind, and then the mind therefore manifested into reality. That's why God doesn't just judge you on your actions. He judges you on your true intentions of your heart. The intention is your motivation. Your motivation is your purpose. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you acting the way you're acting? Because you're motivated through emotion somehow, some way to do what you're doing. And I say, why are you in your feelings? And you don't realize that you're in your feelings because you can't make the differentiation between emotion, perception, feelings, and intellectual thought, or the process of generating something from what wasn't into what was. So the sun rises in the east, sets in the west, and on to return to what is right. You read in the ancient language of our people, the Kemetic, Ethiopian, African people, and the people in the Middle East, you read from the east to the west. The reason why is because once you reach the left, you automatically come to understanding of what you actually read, and you go back to the right like you're supposed to. But they confuse us from birth purposely. It's called part of their indoctrination to domesticate us into slavery, and then we fight the wrong reasons. We argue the wrong points and not realize that we have no basis in what we're talking about. So we say fallacies every day. We say all these things. I had to go look up. I had to go know how's the person doing this. You know, I had to epistemology, ontology, cosmetology, anything is a science. And a science, once again, is a knowing. It's not a belief in nothing. And they will have you believe in things that have no basis only so that they can dictate you and the rest of your life. So we need to start waking up to that. The Western world, they deceive us to go from left to right. Why? So that once we reach what is right, we're confused, ass backwards, and then we choose to go back to what is wrong. You follow? And this is actually linguistics. It actually teaches you these concepts, which is generated and reflects the sacred cycle of the sun and the seasons and the earth and the moon and all of these ancient principles. Principles means truth. All these ancient principles that actually reign true today. A truth doesn't change. So when they say God is truth and God is love and God never changes, this is exactly why. There is no God above truth, and the Most High is the truth. And therefore, he presented the truth to us down upon this earthly kingdom so that the heavenly kingdom can reign upon this earthly kingdom. But yet we don't seek balance. We continuously forget, and we want to worship two masters. That's what we want to do. We want to say that I'm going to go and perpetuate. I'm going to perpetuate this system of ignorance, and then I'm just going to go to church on Sunday, or I'm going to go to mosque on Friday, or I'm going to go to synagogue on Saturday. You know, it makes no sense at all if you realize that part of the problem is what you perpetuate. You're not helping yourself nor anybody else to sin through consciousness. You're only perpetuating a system of ignorance, which is lack of knowledge, not a bad word, okay? You know, and so like I said, you can get at me. I'm going to continue to do more talk shows. I got a YouTube page, Sovereign Voice. I got a Twitter page, Facebook page. I got a store. Purchase any item from my online store and help. It will go to supporting the movement and allowing me and like-minded people to unite within this system of corruption where you have people who are just terribly ignorant, and you have people such as myself who want to just bring the light, because we're stars, which are small suns, to bring the light to the individual and to show them the ignorance of their ways, which is what many individuals who have come, many messengers who have come, who had to be confronted by so much misconfusion, and in order to set the record straight and get us back on track. So thank you for checking in. You know what I'm saying? I know you're probably going to come back and listen to this later. Listen to it as many times as you can. And God bless. You know what I'm saying? Blessed be the Most High. Peace, love, and more light. Shalom, Islam, Hotep. More fire. Spiritual comedic science coming to you every day. You know, Christ consciousness. We build into a raise the frequency. And, yeah. Peace, love, and light.